As the summer sun beat down, Cliff Brewer of Somerset stood out on Paonia's main drag with a sign that read, "We can no longer be the silent majority." He works at one of the valley's three coal mines, though he declined to say which one. Brewer explained what motivated him to spend his day off holding a sign.
Every time the mines try to do anything around here, all we receive is opposition. We're overregulated, and we're just tired of it. This valley isn't the same valley it used to be 20 years ago, even 15 years ago. And I want it back.
Brewer says coal mining and ranching have been the backbone of the North Fork Valley for more than a century. He's frustrated by what he views as a lack of support for coal and recent changes in the community at large, which he feels were on display during the town's recent 4th of July celebration. A local resident halted the parade to protest a controversial land swap.
The Cherry Days incident upset me a little bit. The Facebook blogs that were posted on the Paonia message board upset me even more. And just some of the talk I've heard with my own two ears around town about us, it's just got to stop. That's it. And the fact that all of our traditions are being overtaken by people that have no right to them.
The protests during Cherry Days pitted former town councilman Sid Lewis against energy magnate Bill Koch. Lewis, holding a sign of his own, stepped in front of Koch's anti-aircraft tank, driven by a local veteran, to express his opposition to a land swap deal driven for Koch's benefit. Koch's energy holdings include the Elk Creek coal mine near Somerset. Lewis later told KVNF he was concerned his actions were misinterpreted as an attack on veterans, which was not his intent. The land swap deal is unrelated to Koch's coal mine, but Luke Erickson of Cedar Edge says he's also frustrated by negative comments about coal mine employers. He comes from a coal mining family and has worked for one of the valley's mines for almost a decade. He says the North Fork Valley doesn't realize the impact of his industry on the local economy and community, and is hoping to remind folks of that.
We're fine with living around with everybody, you know. We're all about getting along with everybody. We're tired of other people that don't like what we do for a living getting into our business and trying to stop us from what we're doing, you know. And I'm just standing up for my family, myself, and my fellow coworkers. I'm just tired of it.
Several passing cars honked or waved in support, but both men said they'd gotten negative responses to their message as well. Erickson says this is the first time he's ever staged a protest, but holding signs on a street corner is just the first step in trying to confront what he sees as a division in the community.
We're trying to get our fellow coworkers to come together, get our heads together, and, you know, talk to people about things. Because we're not, you know, they treat us, we're not out to, you know, make enemies, whatever. We're just out to express our feelings and just, you know, we will talk to people if they come up and talk to us. We're not bad people. We're just trying to make a living as they do. You know.
Paonia Mayor Neil Sweeterman says he respects all the many different views in the valley and their freedom of expression. He expressed concern over the growing polarization in the country on many levels and the us versus them rhetoric. He says he hopes that the community can continue to break down walls rather than build them up. The valley's three coal mines employ roughly 1,000 people, the majority of which live in Delta County. For KVNF News, I'm Ariana Brocious.